Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know if anybody this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off of disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Holy crap, holy everybody. It's a Crab Diving Thursday rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, here on the Western Type Coast, U.S. of A. The birds are singing, the hookers are dancing, and the grass is green. In fact, the grass next door to Crab Diving Studios here is really fucking green. I'll explain that in a moment. Right now, it's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. If your ear holes are sucking us in out there, I should say sucking me in out there, because today is a very special crab diving. Apologies, and I know that our listenership will plummet now as I announce that sadly today, Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer, the co-host, the brilliant co-host of Crab Diving Radio and the Grand Poobah, co-Grand Poobah of the Empire here, is traveling, is out and about, is going to be doing some comedial type stuff in the Sodom to California's Gomorrah up in Las Vegas. Nevada is on his way up there as we speak, and I am flying solo here today, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize right now. I'm putting up a big sign that says 10,000 times the pontification and like 1/100th of the funny today with Ryan gone. So you're going to be listening to me blathering on for a couple hours, probably playing quite a few clips as I try to steer this giant ship solo today for your ear holes. Next door to Crab Diving Towers here in Los Angeles, California, earlier, a horrible cacophony of equipment, gas-powered monstrosities next door. And there's been some weird kind of landscaping going on for the past couple of weeks here. And the people that own the building next door are, let's say, slumlords. I know this because I used to live in one of their buildings, like a mile away from here. They own several monstrosities in the neighborhood. And they're quite infamous with their just their bullshit. So they tore up all the grass at this building next door, and they laid down some kind of just pounded gravel that was there for quite a few days. We thought that was going to be it. We thought, well, kudos to them. They're saving money on watering their lawns. But now today, there were more machines out stomping shit down and unrolling and pouring of sand. And at one point, I thought they were going to cement the whole fucking thing up, but it's kind of on a slope. I didn't know how they were going to do that. But now they brought out these rolls, and I thought the rolls were this underlining, but it turns out the rolls are the new lawn. There is a lovely, bright, peewee, putt-putt golf shade of green going up next door. I want to personally thank our neighbors for helping keep the property values low in the neighborhood and hopefully keeping our rent low here at Crab Diving Studios by putting up this horrific. You know, the guys are trying to stretch it now. You can already see there's wrinkles. Excuse me, your lawn needs ironing. Is not something you should have to say to someone. So I guess I should be positive and want to give these ninnies props for their attempts at saving, I guess, water, saving the environment, because they were always out there kind of trying to water the pathetic urine-ridden, plastic wrapper condom-ridden grass that they had. And but I guess, you know, maybe they're going to try to save some water here. So if you hear the sounds of some horrible machinery in the background, with Ryan gone, I haven't fired up some sort of a sweatshop here. And I haven't herded up a bunch of under 10-year-old Asian girls that are sewing in the background. That's next door. That's what's going on. Although the 10-year-old Asian girls probably wouldn't sound like machinery. What's the point of having 10-year-old Asian girls if you've got, you know, really good machinery? Oh, well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to fire up this sound effects machine here, and we'll see what Sarah Palin has to say about leading us to the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Today is July the 2nd, 2015, in the year of our Lord. I guess I have to do Ryan's lines. The headline, you know, I'm having, it's one of these days, ladies and germs, because I sat down here after preparing the show and after showering myself for you all, because I know some of you have the scratch and sniff version of the podcast, which you pay extra for, and we know you want those odors at the right times. And in a couple of minutes, I'll tell you to scratch number 69. But the headlines I'm having trouble with, because I think my keyboard, I have a Bluetooth keyboard that, oh, maybe it's working now. Anyway, the Huffington Post, you know, it wasn't taking input and my keyboard wasn't working. And like, you give a fuck all. And the headline at the Huffington Post, the commie pinko liberal effete Huffington Post, says austerity insanity. Economists say no. I believe this is in regards to what's going on over in Greece. Angela Merkel, you know, the Uber. I got to be careful what I call her of Germany. I almost said Uber Führer, and that's probably not the funny leader you want to give the title to someone of Germany. So I'll say Poobah of Germany. And Angela Merkel kind of gave a big giant labia slap to the prospects of Greece having a little bit more time on the loans that they need and maybe getting their creditors off of their back, which the more I read about this bullshit that's going on in Greece, the more it seems to relate to kind of like our mortgage bubble here, where the big giant evil banks saw opportunity and were allowed to go rampant and lower their standards and say, well, yeah, let's give mortgages to these people who wouldn't make enough before. But, you know, the economy's good and we can make money off of these people. We can charge them a little bit more interest and shit. And, you know, maybe they'll default and we'll get a house or two. And therefore, these predatory loans were made. And we know what happened with the housing bubble. And then they can say, oh, well, look, you know, it's the people on the right say, well, you shouldn't have made they shouldn't have made it in the first place. When, if you recall during that time, if you were around and aware of what was fucking going on, you couldn't swing a dead possum without hitting one of these goddamn mortgage loan places. And I knew a bunch of people traveling in the world of actor land. That was one of those jobs that was solicited to actors and actresses and to, you know, hey, become a mortgage broker. It's easy. And you sit through this horrible, creepy indoctrination. And then you find out that it's basically a pyramid scam. You really make your money getting more people to take the classes, to teach the classes about the fucking mortgage. And then if you finally do get through, a couple of my friends, they said it was like, what do they call them, boiler rooms or something like that, where it's just this creepy room of people making phone calls and really just trying to scam poor people into making mortgages on their homes or taking out second mortgages, you'll be able to get this cash right up front and then you'll pay it back over this time. And, you know, here's the interest rate and things are good right now. And then, of course, what happens? The economy goes tits up thanks to those goddamn banks playing shenanigans with the money. And they blame the people, the poor people that made the goddamn loans in the first fucking place for all of a sudden defaulting. Now they're takers when they were actively solicited to. And that's kind of, from what I'm learning about what's going on over in the Greece, kind of what happened with this, was that Greece was the broke, poorer country over there. And these international giant evil dickwad banks were like, we'll lend you money. Don't worry. Things are great now. You guys, you had those Olympics and stuff. It's awesome. You guys have, you know, great salads. We love your salads. You guys will be able to pay it back, no problem. And then, again, when the world economy goes nipples up, suddenly everyone's pointing at Greece and saying, bad, you takers. And meanwhile, who's suffering? Again, none of these giant bankers, even the people that made the decisions in Greece, the asshole politicians, the evil fuckwad bankers and corporate Uber lords of Greece, they're not. You think they're having hot dogs for lunch? You think they're sending any less money to their mistresses off in Crete? I don't think so. It's the people. Now they're talking about cutting pensions even more to people that have worked their whole lives and slaved away for the government. And they're saying, well, you know, too bad. We're going to have to cut your pension. Sorry, you can't even afford that cat food now. Oh, well, maybe get a job. And over there right now, I think the regular unemployment rate is like 25%. 25 goddamn percent. Prime Minister, I almost said CEO of Greece, the Prime Minister of Greece, Alex Tsipras, it's weird mixed signals. Like, I guess he told these creditors one thing, like, oh, yeah, maybe we'll pay it back. But then he's telling the people who he called a referendum for the people to say thumbs up or thumbs down, whether we take this austerity or whether we tell the Euro banks to fuck off. Now he's saying that he's still urging the people to vote no, don't bend over and take it. And then, but he's telling the banks one thing. It's very confusing. And for this show, we kind of focus more on the domestic stuff, you know, the flags, the Stars and Bars flags flying and the hooded warriors riding through the night. Go to crabdiving.com, by the way, for past episodes of this great show and all the great stuff that's here on the network 24/7, crabdiving.com/live, streaming for your ear holes. We got some great stuff on the network. Sports show, 8 p.m., the Daily Upper Decker. On the sevens, we got the Hollywood Hick, the very funny Mr. Brent Paris, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., brand new shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays for him. And all kinds of great stuff here on the network. So keep listening if you're bailing off of this ship right now. Don't worry about it. There's some good stuff coming later on for you all. So that's the headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post. Somewhere Ryan just yelled defeat. And they're saying that these economists seem to be siding with the Prime Minister, saying that the consensus seems to be that this austerity doesn't work. It doesn't help. It doesn't stimulate the economy. How can you make more people poor and expect the economy to get better? It's like here in this country, listen to Bernie Sanders, for fuck's sake. How can you not put $1 trillion into infrastructure here, take that half of a tiny sea hair of a percentage off of each evil corporate transaction or evil banking transaction as they fly around electronically, and pay for Social Security, pay for Medicare, It baffles me to think how starving the people is going to help, because what you've really got here is some lone thug. Now they're coming back, and they really could. It would not hurt these banks, from what I've seen. It wouldn't, and it's not going to topple the economy of Europe if they give Greece a little more time, if they maybe give Greece some concessions. I know they have been for a long time, but it still needs help. But instead, they're doing the equivalent of smacking it on the hands, putting a dunce cap on its head, and putting it in the corner as an example. So what? These other countries that are also having a rough time, what does that tell them? That their evil bank overlords are not going to help them out. You better fucking starve your people. You better starve the babies, kick people off of welfare, tear the people's rightfully earned pensions away from them, and pay us back, goddammit. We want our pound of flesh. And that's what's kind of happening. In my humble opinion, here on Crab Diving on this lovely Thursday afternoon, a couple of days before our Independence Day, which you'll remember if you listened to yesterday's show, we found out that Pastor Rick Wiles will not be celebrating this year.
Is your gay God going to come and save you?
He won't be celebrating the 4th this year because of, you know, that that whole gay marriage thing and the whole gay people being able to have equal rights. He just can't handle it. He's going to be leaving. And actually, if you go to our Facebook page, go to facebook.com/crabdiving, you'll actually find that the posting that we put up, I put the story up of Pastor Wiles, Rick Wiles. He's, you know, the head of one of these ridiculous organizations. I think it's True News is his website, TRU News, if you want to go and see what the ninjas look like over there. The headline was that he renounced his American citizenship in response to the marriage equality ruling. And we played a little bit of him yesterday. Let me see if I can get a little bit of this, a little bit of him whining and screaming and crying here. If I can get the technology working here on Crab Diving. I don't know if it's going to actually work for me here today. Maybe not. Yeah, that one's not loading. Never mind. But Rick Wiles was whining and crying about how it's time. The Lord told him, the Lord spoke to him and was like, it's time to go. It's time to leave. It's time to bail on America. Well, right now that post we put up and said, LOL, bye-bye, asshole. And right now it's nearing 100 shares, 6,000 people, and I've seen it, and 64 comments already. And every single comment is the version of see ya, bye bye, this guy says. And then they said unto Felicia, bye. And it's a picture of the Bible. It's a meme. Another guy says, if he renounces his citizenship, does that make him an illegal alien now? This one says, if his America is dead, maybe the rest of us can start to live. What a great comment, huh? See, we've got some smart people. Go to Crab Diving on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. And that's where you'll be able to find all the cool kids hanging out. You know, maybe they weren't the cool kids in high school. Maybe they were. God knows I wasn't. God. If we find out now, let's see what's going on. You know, I like to kind of dumb it down. I'm not sure. I'm still having keyboard problems here, so I'm not sure I'll even be able to go over to the Drudge Report. And that saddens me because we may not be able to see what's going on there until I get some computer shit going here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we'll just check what some of the other headlines are here at the HuffPo, because I was able to wrangle over to the HuffPo. Also, if you go to Right Wing Watch, one of my favorite sites, there's a lot of, if you feel like bathing in some more of the butt hurt that's been going on over the mostly the gay marriage. I mean, Obamacare, that really lasted a day, not even, for them. I wonder if the Supreme Court you got to think that there's some sort of rhyme or reason to how they present that shit, how they what order they put out their decisions, right? You got to think that would be some kind of way that they think about what the impact is going to be. And maybe what would have happened, do you think it would be different if they had released the gay marriage first and then Obamacare? Would everybody be screaming at the newest Chinese thing? Probably not, because these Christians, the main thing they've got, they've had the Obamacare, you know, even the every politician on the right, every GOP moron has already been saying, oh, well, you know, we're still going to keep up the fight. Don't worry. I don't care what that Supreme Court said about that Obamacare. We're still going to keep up the fight. But with the gay marriage, God, the extreme Christian right, done, lost their minds. And we've been playing 3 days worth of material, of examples of what's going on. And one of the people that we did play, and that I think I'm going to play here again on the Crab Diving Show, is none other than Todd Starnes. This was one of my favorite, clips that we played on yesterday's Crab Diving. If you go to, again, crabdiving.com/, I think it's a category, and then Crab Diving Radio Podcast or something. But here is Todd Starnes, Send the Hornets, Lord.
And so, my fellow Americans, my fellow countrymen, I want to ask you something this evening. Who among us is willing to stand with the Roy Costners of the world? Who among us is willing to stand in the face of adversity and persecution? They may demand to know the contents of our prayers and our sermons. They may try to shut down our bakeries. But my friends, we will not be silenced. We will not be intimidated. Now I know things may appear to be hopeless, but friends, hope is not lost. In the Old Testament book of Exodus, the Israelites were facing a great battle, outnumbered and overpowered. But the Almighty told them, fear not. And he said that he would send a swarm of hornets to clear the battlefield. And that, my fellow Americans, should be the battle prayer of every patriot saint. When the public schools tell students that our founding fathers were a bunch of terrorists, send the hornets, Lord, clear the field. When a teacher tells a little boy he can't pray over his meal, send the hornets, Lord, clear that field. When the Pentagon tells him to take down a cross on a Christian chapel, send those hornets, clear the field. When the Supreme Court says they know better than God, send the hornets, Lord, clear the field. And when a president says that America is no longer just a Christian nation, don't send the hornets, Lord. Send the mosquitoes and the gnats and the bumblebees and the lightning bugs and the cicadas. Send every critter you got, Lord. Clear the field.
Todd Starnes, Our Lady of Eternal Butthurt, with his famous, now infamous, send the hornets, Lord, clear the field. I was looking at Todd Starnes' ridiculous Twitter feed the other day, and somebody tweeted to him, I don't know who the fuck this person could be, what the hell their problem is, how long was the cord wrapped around their neck at birth. But Todd, they tweeted, Todd, you should have your own show at Fox. And Todd was like, well, wouldn't that be great? Oh, yeah, that would be fucking great. You want to listen to this this ninny screaming about the total persecution of Christians 24/7. This is the guy, ladies and germs, that let's not forget is also the one who jumps on every goddamn little story. If some little kid all of a sudden says, I wasn't able to pray to Jesus during my nap time or before my nap time, he'll come swooping in like a goddamn vulture. And right on Fox News, the giant letters fly on the screen. War on Christianity! So he is one of the ones who is, in fact, I think his last book might have even I'm not going to look up the title because I don't even want to type anything about him. But Todd Starnes is okay, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, I'm stammering, but good news. I got the goddamn keyboard working. I put in some new batteries. That's why I played you that entire Todd Starnes clip without interruption while I was putting new goddamn batteries in my keyboard. So we're flying again here. We're able to now head over to check the headlines. That was a little bit of Todd Starnes for a little bit of digression on our part here. Over at the Drudge Report, let's dumb ourselves down. Let's set our calendars back 4 or 5 centuries. And there's a photograph of Hillary Clinton, a surprisingly not all that unattractive picture. Usually over at the Drudge Report, they try to freeze frame the most heinous expression on people that they don't like, especially. But this one is not that bad, of Hillary Clinton standing in a red dress. And the headline says, "Someone digging dirt on Bernie." Uh-oh. It leads over to, I have no idea what this is. It's called Vermont's Independent Voice. 7 days Vermont, 7daysvt.com. The Bernie beat. I don't know. This must be a local Vermont type of newspaper. It says, has Clinton dispatched Oppo researchers to UVM's Sanders archive? Question mark. That sounds like a Fox News tactic. We're not saying that Hillary Clinton has sent her evil flying monkeys forth from her evil crotch to go and try to dig up some dirt on Bernie. But maybe is she? We're not saying. Let's see what the stupid story says. Librarians at the University of Vermont Special Collections say interest is spiking in Bernard Sanders papers. They have 30 boxes there of, it says, meticulously organized material documenting Bernie Sanders' 8 years as mayor of Burlington, Vermont. So they're saying that probably should come as no surprise because he's gaining a lot of news these days. Last night, back in one of my old stomping grounds, Madison, Wisconsin, I went to school for a brief time there at awesome University of Wisconsin-Madison, what I can remember. Bernie Sanders was there, and almost 10,000 people showed up. This is like the biggest campaign event yet. Granted, we're still ridiculously early, but I mean, think about it. This is a guy out of nowhere who really nobody, unless you are into politics, has really heard of. Now all of a sudden, he's starting to become popular and famous, and as his messages get out, people are saying, well, I kind of like that. Well, that kind of makes sense. I want to go see this guy. So people waited for hours in line yesterday in Madison. And like I said, almost 10,000 people saw Bernie. So a lot of reports are saying that the Clinton camp is now starting to maybe have a little bit of kind of concern, even though she's way, way, way ahead still in most of the polls. Bernie Sanders coming out of nowhere. And he's still got to shake that S word, that socialist word. Interesting, though, that on one of the pundit shows over the weekend, I heard a Republican, I think it was a Republican strategist, saying that they don't think Bernie Sanders' problem will be the socialism thing so much, is that they think it'll be his age. I think he's 74 already. And 5 years older than Hillary. She's 69. I think Biden's 71, 72 or something like that. So all of the top Democrats are all within 4 or 5 years. So to say he was trying to make the case, or she was trying to make the case, that that 5 years is a big difference, that, you know, 74 and 69 are big differences. I don't know. I didn't quite understand the point that that person was trying to make, but it's interesting that from the Republican side, they think that the thing that would scare Democrats away from Bernie is his age. When there are a lot of Democrats, I think it's that S word. Ryan tells the story. He was a communist or socialist. I don't remember, but one of the two where he had to draw a communist and he drew somebody like you know, stabbing a baby or, and, you know, and eating a puppy for breakfast. Something like in that kind of a genre, because that's what's drilled into our heads here as kids in our educational system. Even in my Catholic upbringing, 12 years of Catholic school, that there's that, you know, capitalism, great, 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 communism, evil, 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 evil. And through the whole bringing down the wall, you know, and Reagan, tear down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev, and the destruction of communism, which really, was it communism? Was it total, you know, who knows? But the word communism obviously has such a horrible, horrible connotation here in the States to people. And they did a great job, these John Birchers, these libertarians, these predatory capitalist dickwads have done a marvelous job of tying the word socialism to the word capital, or to the word communism, such that so many people here in America, that we talked about that poll last week, go to crabdiving.com to listen to episodes of this great, awesome pearl for your ear holes. We talked about how that was the lowest criteria. Like, would you vote for a Catholic? Oh, yeah, sure. Would you vote for a Muslim? Oh, yeah, sure. People would vote for a Muslim in America before they would vote for an avowed socialist, even though it was higher than I really thought. I think it was like 30 or 40% of people said that they would consider voting for a socialist, but that of the criteria was the lowest. And I was surprised it was that much. So hopefully, I think the message that Bernie's going to have to do is, and he's doing it, he's proudly embracing socialism, his democratic socialism. And when people are like, you just want us to be more like Scandinavia, he says, right. What's wrong with that? Everybody's happy there. They've all got free education. They got free health care. They have free taxes, high taxes. Yes, they have goddamn high taxes, but guess what they have? Free education. And everybody eats. And they also have corporate boards in, well, most of these countries are forced to have worker representation. Unions are, in some places, mandated. I mean, the unions have to be there representing the workers so that it acts as kind of a balance to the evil, predatory, capitalist, dickwad oligarchs who will do nothing but try to squeeze every dime that they can of value out of everything. And hence we have America here, where we handed over the reins during the Reagan administration to the people who don't give flying fuck all about people and just care about profit, thinking that by them making profit, somehow some people believed that the entire country would get better. And we see how that has ended up. So apparently on the right over at the Drudge Report, it's big news that they're wondering if they spotted a couple of people that maybe are working for Hillary that snuck in and are trying to read papers and trying to find something on Bernie that he wrote when he was the mayor, or some shenanigans on him. It says that media outlets, The Guardian, have drilled deep into the archives. But now listen to this bullshit. Last Thursday, this is again at 7daysvermont.com. I probably shouldn't cast aspersions on its asparagus. I don't know that much about it, whether it's a liberal site or a right site or whatever. But they're saying two casually dressed 20-somethings were spotted combing through the Sanders files and decades-old Vermont newspapers as they were on their way out the door at the end of the day. 7 days, this newspaper, asked what they were doing. No comment, said one of the young men dressed in a t-shirt and flannel. No comment. As they emerged into the sunlight outside the Bailey Howe Library, we pressed again. Come on, we're all doing the same thing. No, we're not, flannel man shot back. We were just looking, said the other one, dressed in a white shirt with black stripes. Looking at what? Old newspapers. Vermont history. So who were these mysterious characters? You've got to be fucking kidding me. They're probably some, who knows who they were. Maybe they were working for Hillary. And is anybody surprised that you're going to go to the public papers? It's not like she's got somebody trying to plug up Bernie's toilet and get stool samples against his will and take those out. This is stuff that's all public. Of course you're going to send your people to go look through that stuff and see if they can find some dirt. But of course. So this is them again trying to paint this Clinton-esque, this picture of this Clinton-esque machine. These evil flying monkeys are flying out and they're going to go after and pummel whoever that is in the Clintons' way. And that's what the Clintons are known for, duking it out and for not putting up with shit and for, brutal going after their political enemies. So even though Bernie, I think they have to tread lightly because Bernie is playing. I mean, he's being a nice guy. He refuses to get dragged.
I refuse to get dragged into the mud, he says.
He's not going to talk bad about Hillary. He's not going to talk bad about, by the way, the Webb just entered today. Former Representative Webb, a war guy, a war veteran, who I think is pretty hawkish. I think he's more of kind of like a purpley kind of Democrat who's going to maybe try to appeal a little bit more to the right of Hillary, actually, and try to be a little bit more moderate. So I don't know how well he might be. But you can't get Bernie to speak badly of these people. He'll talk about their policies and what he thinks, maybe if they voted incorrectly or something, but he says he's not going to get into personal attacks, that he's just not going to do it, and he's never done it. And that everything I'm reading, people are saying that it's they don't know what to do because here's somebody who's not lying. Here's somebody who's not a fucking snake in the grass. Here's somebody who's not just an evil opportunist. The Bernie, to many, appears to be the real deal. He's honest. He's forthright. A lot of the people on the left, sometimes they're going after him now with guns. Like, you listen to every goddamn thing Bernie says. There's 999 issues that, yes, you jump out of your seats. This is exactly what we need. This is what this country needs. And then because he's voted moderately on guns, if you look at his history, he's not been a pro-gun guy at all. He has voted. He did vote against Brady. He's explained that. I forget why. But he also is from a state that everybody, most of the population, they step out of their goddamn door and there might be a bear standing in fucking front of them. So everybody's armed. Everybody's got guns. They all hunt. It's a very rural state where it's different from, it's not a bunch of assholes in the middle of Dallas, Texas, who want to have 17 ARs, and I want my high-capacity mags, and I want to be able to have whatever kind of gun I want and not have to bend over to the black cock of Barack Obama and sign anything that shows them that I have a gun. Even though, you know, you register your car, you asshole. You need a driver's license, you asshole. I see no problem with filling out a goddamn background check for something that's going to kill somebody. In Maine, was it recently? They just passed a guns, carry your guns anywhere and everywhere without a permit. Without a permit. Ridiculous. One of the ninnies on our Facebook page responded, "Well, it seems to have worked for 200 years. This guy's a gun nut." And again, 200 years ago, they had muskets. And it was a rural agrarian society. It was farmers and shit and plantations. And the big cities weren't the big cities like we have now. you just don't need to have unfettered access to your weaponry, ladies and germs. Well, now that I'm all fired up on all of the equipment working here, we can get a little bit of what's going on in the clown car.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
Who else can we talk about except the person who crab diving? I think I can speak for Ryan and say that we might be officially supporting and throwing our claws, crab claws, into the ring on the GOP side. We've already endorsed Bernie Sanders on the Democrat side, and he's the one we would like to see win the whole caboodle. But if we have to pick a horse, a batshit crazy lunatic goose-stepping ass-fuck horse over on the GOP side, I think we might right now have to vote for Donald Trump, because he is the GOP's worst goddamn nightmare. He's the old racist drunken uncle at Thanksgiving, and your nephew shows up with his new black girlfriend, and everybody's trying to be everybody's out. No, everybody agrees with him. All the racists in the family agree with crazy uncle in the corner, drunken uncle, but they're just sitting there desperately sweating, terrified of what he, when the gloves come off, what is that asshole going to say? Because these are the truths, and everybody knows that he's going to speak the truths, and that's why it's going to be so heinous. That is Donald fucking Trump. We beg any GOP voter out there, I implore you for a moment, just, you know, God, just put on a shirt, step down the two steps from the trailer, hobble over to wherever the voting booth is, or whatever, wherever the phone is ringing, the mutual phone that everybody uses in the trailer park. Pick it up, and when somebody asks you who you're going to vote for, hi, I'm calling from PPP poll, and we're wondering if you're a registered GOP voter. Fuck yeah. Well, then who are you voting for? Please, please say Donald Trump, because we got to get that guy into every single fucking debate. And if they're going to use the criteria of the polling to decide, as long as there is a couple of football teams worth of lunatics in the clown car, they're going to have to decide how they debate, I guess, by the polls. So it's right now, Donald Trump is in another national poll in second goddamn place. Okay, some of it might be name recognition. Let's maybe try to give a tiny bit of credit to our lunatic friends on the right that now that his name is something shiny in front of them, when they're reading off names, they're like, Ben Carson? Huh? Scott Walker? What? And then Donald Trump, I know him, The Apprentice. I'll vote for him. So there may be some of that going on. There may be a lot of that going on. So it doesn't necessarily indicate how things... One of the pundits I heard say that they should be goddamn worried if by next January, Donald Trump is still in second place. Next February, he's still in second place. Because maybe even by then, we'll have weeded out a few more of these utter lunatics who have no chance of winning. George Pataki, Chris Christie, these guys hopefully will have the cosmic revelation by January or something that it just ain't going to happen. But Donald the Trump is again in the headlines. He said not only was he dumped by Univision, not only was he dumped by NBC, by The Apprentice, his show, best show ever in the history of television. Now it comes out that he also was dumped by Macy's. You'll recall he had some clothing line, which amusingly enough, they were all, the clothing line was, all the stuff was manufactured in China. But now Serta Mattresses, I guess, had a licensing agreement with him, with the Trump organization. I don't know. Would you buy a mattress with Trump's name on it? What the fuck is going on here? But they're saying that they're done with him. They're distancing themselves from him now. On Wednesday, like you said, Macy's bailed on him. And then Trump so far has turned, you know, Trump loves to sue. That's what he does. He turns around and sues. And he now slapped a $500 million lawsuit on Univision after they decided to end their contract to broadcast his Miss USA pageant. So no longer will they have it. They canceled the contract. They said after the heinous things that he said about Mexicans, you know, that they're not sending the best ones over here, are they? They're sending the robbers and the rapists. And I there may be a couple of good ones, something like that. There may be a good one or two. I assume there are some good ones. That's what he said. I assume there are some good ones. I saw an activist tweet out a Mexican-American activist who said, I would personally like to thank Donald Trump for what he said. Actually, I'm not horrified because he's galvanizing the Hispanic vote against the GOP even more. Not that I could briefly imagine anybody who's Hispanic voting GOP, but they said, she said, you know, that it's just, again, he's the crazy uncle who's saying everything that everybody believes, but they can't say it out loud because they might, you know, it's not the politically correct thing to say. But that's every goddamn view that every lunatic that's going to be up on that goddamn stage is going to believe. He's not policy wise. He's going to say nothing. He talks about immigration. I want to build a big fence. I want to put troops down there. What do you hear from goddamn Rick Perry besides, oops? What do you hear from any of these other assholes?
The third agency of government.
I would do away with education,
commerce.
And let's see. Oh, I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
Oops. What? Really, I mean, it's just a buffet of batshit that's going to be up there. And every view that Donald Trump says with the, I don't know, I thought there was one thing that he differs with some of these people on policy-wise. But everything else he says is a magnification of their horrific, heinous, disgusting views. He was asked about the gay marriage thing. And he's been to marriages. He's been to gay marriages of friends of his, and how you could be friends with this asshole. He says, I believe in traditional marriage. I believe in traditional marriage. So none of Donald Trump's views are all that crazy. He just opens that hyena anus mouth of his and spews forth things that they can't handle because it's the truth. And he's going to be scary, and he's going to be blunt on that stage and call people out on it and maybe drag them into loony land. And that's what the GOP was trying to avoid after Michelle Bachmann, after who was the pizza guy? It was Becky Stan guy. After that lunatic show, they were trying to maybe not have another clown car, but man, you got Ben Carson, dude. You got Huckabee. You've got Ted Cruz. You've got Bobby Jindal. And now, to the delight of all of us on the left, you have the Oompa Loompa faced guy who has what looks like a curled up Afghan hound on his head, Donald Trump, out there as the bull in the fucking china shop. So now he got dumped by Serta Mattresses. I don't know. Did they have a line of mattresses? Were you able to go and pick the Trump line? What makes a Trump mattress? It's for rich people only. You got places to store your money. Also, stories coming out about him in that vein, and prime example of predatory fucking dickwad capitalism gone awry and unfettered. This guy's Gordon Gekko. This, if you remember, kids, go back to ancient history, the movie Wall Street, back in the 80s, I want to say, the 80s, a big famous Academy Award winning movie about Wall Street. And the bad guy, the evil dickwad, scum-sucking Eye of Sauron himself, was Gordon Gekko, who was this predatory, do anything for a profit, destroy people, kill people, anything to make money. And his famous catchphrase was, greed is good. Greed is good. It's like the epitome of the Ayn Randians, the Ayn Randians sitting there. Probably these people now, that he was the bad guy. Gordon fucking Gekko was the goddamn bad guy. And now all of a sudden, here, America, thank you, Ronald Reagan, and all of the Koch brothery kind of bullshit. Thanks to them, now greed is good is the mantra of the United States of America. And you have assholes like Donald fucking Trump. You have assholes like Scott fucking Walker, who just think, make money, make money, make money, make money. Step on whoever you can getting up there and fuck the poor. Hopefully we'll starve them out. That's what this is. This is eugenics is what these people are doing at on a massive scale. Stop the education of the poor. Stop helping the poor. Stop giving them health care. Stop feeding them. They'll die out. And that'll leave the better people, the white ones. I mean, the better people. That's what they, that's the systemic bullshit that comes down from these lily white oligarch dickwads. I told you you'd get a lot more pontification without Ryan here, ladies and gentlemen. And I apologize. 53 minutes in here. It's a lot of talking, I'm realizing, when you're by yourself for 2 hours. But I'm going to plod on. Keep going here. So Donald Trump was talking about golf, right? And what more privileged sport is there, really, than golf? I mean, okay, Mitt Romney and his fucking horses. Oh, my dressage. My wife is going to be, well, I forget what her name was, Mrs. Romney. Mrs. Romney is going to be off with the horses, and we're thrilled. We're going to be participating in the Olympics. You're not participating in the Olympics, you asshole. You wrote a check that your wife went and saw a pretty horse and said, I want that one. And then they hired a million-dollar trainer, and they hired some million-dollar rider. Anyway, golf and tennis, I can kind of speak for tennis. I was a teaching professional for tennis for a while and strode in those lanes and was in the tennis hierarchy in Chicago, was involved for a while and a lot that was going on. And it's a pretty privileged sport. I started at a shitty little local neighborhood place with the fence net and the cracked courts, the shitty, the no lines on some of the courts and weeds popping up. And I worked my way up, goddammit, to hang with those rich assholes. But golf, I remember kids when I was growing up that if you weren't playing tennis, if you didn't kind of go that country clubby kind of sport, that you ended up as a caddy at one of the golf courses. There were a couple of golf courses not that far, from our neighborhood. And then that's how you end up in the golf track. If you were a kid in high school, you were making money on the weekends, schlepping around the stupid clubs for some rich guys. So Donald Trump, the LPGA, you know, he's really heavily into golf. He sponsors a bunch, Trump Enterprises, I guess, sponsors a bunch of golf tournaments and shit. The LPGA, the PGA Tour, PGA of America, and the USGA, Golf Association, all who have been connected to Trump with tournaments, have distanced themselves from his racist remarks about Mexican immigrants, but they didn't sever ties with him. Spineless, it says, according to rawstory.com, says that they have a strong commitment to an inclusive and welcoming environment in the game of golf. But that's what they said. They didn't say we're going to stop working with him. They didn't say we're no longer going to associate with any of the companies that he is associated with. They just said, well, we don't agree with what he said. But think about who this is. Think about who are the heads of the LGBTQ+FWAD, dickwad A. Who are these people? It's all Trump's buddies. And what do they know from Mexicans? So now Trump has in the past, there was a piece in Fortune magazine last February that he caused a little bit of waves, but you know, he wasn't officially running for president then, so nobody was really paying that much fucking attention. That he said that he thinks golf itself should be made even more exclusive. He wants to cut down on the number of golf courses. He wants to probably get rid of municipal golf courses for the people. The one or two times that I've played golf was at a shitty local public park district-owned golf course in Chicago, where you pay really not much. And you go on the not greatly kept kept greens and stuff. You know, it's glorified putt-putt. He would, I'm sure, want to get rid of those because, you know, a brown person could almost afford to play around there. We can't have that. So he wants to limit the amount of golf courses that are out, which I'm sure he'd be thrilled if most of them were the ones that he goddamn owns. And then he wants to drive up fees. He thinks that they should be more exclusive and the ones that are there should charge even more. You should pay $1,000 a day. I don't know what he's saying, but that's not that crazy. I think you do pay $100-$200 plus. I'm talking out of my ass. I don't know what a round of golf costs these days at a decent place, ladies and germs. But he wants to drive up the cost and drive the peons out of the game of golf. He said, I think I'm in a minority, but I feel differently about golf. I feel golf should be an aspirational game, something people aspire to. People should come to golf. Golf shouldn't come to them. So he wants it. It's a carrot to him. It's we shouldn't have to deal with the unwashed while we're playing golf. It should be something that they should be pressing their faces up against the bulletproof, germ-proof glass that we have surrounding our golf courses. And they should be looking in like puppies, like, buy me, buy me. They're looking in, wanting to aspire to be one of these golfers. What a dick. So he says golf should be something beautiful, elegant, something people aspire to play eventually. What the fuck? It's a bunch of fat guys riding around in goddamn golf carts, sipping on beer, and making fun of the lessers. He says, goes on to continue to say, it may be elitist, and perhaps that's what golf needs. Let golf be elitist. When I say aspire, that's a positive word. Let people work hard and aspire to someday be able to play golf, to afford to play it. They're trying to teach golf to people who will never be able to really play it. Listen to that. Listen to that bullshit. He's talking about like park district classes where you can send your kid for not much during the summer. If you're a working mom and suddenly school is gone and you've got your 9 and 10-year-old, you know what? You can ship them off at the summer and class them up with all these classes at the park district and put them in daycare and shit like that and have them take all these classes. I know. I used to teach tennis at one of those goddamn park district classes. I was one of those babysitters where people used to send their kids because they didn't give a shit fuck all about tennis. It was just another hour and a half to fill the day to keep the parents from having to pay for daycare. But of course, we got to get rid of that because, like I said, there might be brown ones who can afford that. We don't. They're teaching it to golf who will never be able to play it. They'll never be able to afford it. I thought this country has opportunity for everyone, Donald. I thought this is the land of opportunity. If all you do is work hard and be white. Oh, well, that's the key. So he's saying, why are they teaching the golf to people who will never be able to play it. Why are we giving food to those who are never going to... Donald continues, all these great athletes, you know what they do when they retire? They do nothing but play golf. Basketball players, hockey players, football players, all they want to do is golf. Let's be aspirational instead of bringing it down by trying to get players to do it when they're 15 years old and they're also learning other sports. I think it's very damaging to the game. He's upset. You know why? Because they're finding out that, you know, some of these good athletes might have a little more melanin in their skin. He's terrified that another Tiger Woods is going to happen. That a bunch of Tiger Woodses are going to happen. And Tiger Woods was only partially black. There might be a whole black one that makes it. Dear God, we can't have that. Let's be aspirational. What a fucking asshole. And again, the id, the pure desires of the GOP party on display with his fucked up comb over. The bullshititude of the Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen. We can move along here and get to something else. All kinds of stuff going on in the world other than what's going on in the elections. Did you hear today in the headlines that for a while there was reportedly shots fired at the Washington Navy Yard? I remember I was working this morning. I also had social media open and saw that that was suddenly trending, that there was the reports of shots fired. An employee at the yard allegedly did call in saying they allegedly heard shots. The facility was locked down. The Navy Yard is the one where the 2013 rampage happened. Shooting. Oh, I'm sorry. Guns don't kill people. People do. The life ending of 12 people. And it turns out that it was a false alarm. But nonetheless, someone who has an opinion about who the shooter is, was, could have been, is none other than the inimitable Mr. Glenn.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
Rodeo clown. Glenn Beck, the Uber Poobah of the Blaze Network, down in Texas, where you know they shoot shit, and where they're still saying, a couple of them are still saying, you know, I don't know if we're going to marry that gay thing. Although, I think for the most part, even some of the holdouts, like Mississippi, they were all saying, well, we're waiting on what the Fifth Circuit Court says. We're waiting for them to lift their stay, and we ain't heard nothing from them. So back off, you homosexuals. Well, the Fifth Circuit waited no time and turned around and said, you know what? The Supreme Court is the law of the land. Marry these people. And for the most part, a couple of stragglers, most of these places, I think I even saw... was it Kentucky or one of the states that had some holdouts is now completely, they're all saying, yeah, we'll do it. Falling like the house of weenies that we knew they would, when they're ready to man the barricades and they're ready to set themselves on fire at everything. If the gay marriage happens, look what happens. And now here we are and it's dying as it should. It's turning into a non-fucking issue. Anyway, I digressed. Glenn Beck was talking about the Navy shooter, which turned out to be a false alarm. There was no shooter. There were no shots fired. Nobody says that there was any chaos or anything. It just, so somebody thought they heard something that they didn't. But listen to Glenn Beck you just got to listen to him. Here's Glenn Beck of The Blaze.
Welcome to the program. We're glad you're here. We're going to get to the shooting here in just a second. This was the site of a rampage in 2013 where 12 people died. We all looked at each other then and said, wait a minute, why doesn't our military have guns? Because we can't trust them with guns, apparently. And I'm sure the president is going to be looking into more stress. Somebody is probably really stressed out. Yes, of course, they're Muslim, but they were just stressed out. That's what we'll probably find out. And it has nothing to do with Islam. Now, it could be a guy who has nothing to do with Islam, who is a guy.
Just like that white kid who shot up that black church had nothing to do with race. Nothing to do with race. He's a crazy kid. A nutty kid on drugs, probably. Probably listen to that Marilyn Manson music.
It's nothing to do with Islam, who is a guy who just is totally stressed out. It could be that. But I'm tired of everything being a lone gunman who has nothing to do with Islam. Is just his three middle names and his last name are Mohammed.
What a fucking asshole. No one... First of all, who said that these things aren't about Islam? The guy that shot up the base was a Muslim and said he was doing it because he was a radicalized nut job. He was kind of alone. They found no direct ties. He didn't have a handler. They couldn't find a handler. They couldn't find... No, he wasn't flown over to Yemen to train, to aim at fake-looking, big, fat, white, Midwestern targets. He wasn't... That didn't happen. These guys are getting radicalized online. They're Muslims, and they take it upon themselves to say, yes, those two idiots that went to shoot up that goddamn Pam Geller ridiculous Draw Muhammad contest, those guys took it upon themselves. They, as far as they know, there were no contacts from ISIS. They didn't get a pigeon that flew from fucking Saudi Arabia and made it over the goddamn ocean and so told them to go shoot up that Pam Geller hate fest. No, they saw it was happening. They're crazy with their extreme religion. Yes, it had to do with Islam. But Glenn Beck is one of these people who wants, if it's Islam, he wants all of Islam blamed for it. Every single one.
That's no big deal.
And we don't have any information.
We have no information here. It is always, always either a conservative, and it doesn't ever turn out to be a conservative, or...
Wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Who the fuck was Timothy goddamn McVeigh, you asshole? Was he a screaming lefty? Was he running around trying to help babies get aborted and try to... He wasn't. And this last guy. Oh, he's not a conservative. No, Dylann Roof. Not a conservative at all. He's a screaming lefty. He was out trying to feed black people, not kill them.
Rarely
right.
does it turn out to be a conservative. It's either a conservative or it's a lone gunman. And it's not usually a lone gunman either when it comes to this pattern. I'm sorry, but what's his name that, you know, was writing love letters to Osama bin Laden in jail for Fort Hood? Remember that guy? Yeah. What was his name?
Hassan.
Yeah, Hassan. That was just, he was just under stress. No, that guy.
He was nuts. He was under stress. He did have mental problems, they found out, but he was also radicalized by crazy extremism. Yes, but you can't blame the religion, which is what they try to do. They've got to have their demon. They've got to have their boogeyman. It's less and less black people. It's not working as much as it used to. In a lot of parts it is, don't worry. But the overall, oh my God, there's the black people are coming to rape your daughters, is working less and less. It's still very strong, but working less and less. And now they can say, oh my God, it's the Muslims. The Muslims are coming. What did some of these ninnies even, they're desperate to tie things together with the gay marriage, a few of them are saying. I saw something, Tony Perkins, that vomit stain. Fucking Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council hate group was saying after the gay marriage ruling that America is now, we're opening ourselves up to terror attacks. We're just laying back, pulling our ass cheeks open and say, have at us, ISIS, because we've decided to let those homosexuals get the married against God. How do you make that leap? These logical, illogical, fucking moronic leaps. And here is another one, Glenn Beck, who, it's amazing how crazy evangelical Christian-y he sounds when he's a big old Mormon. He's a big old Mormon.
Same.
Hassan.
Yeah, Hassan. That was just, he was just under stress. No, that guy was on jihad.
That guy was on jihad. Okay, he may have been, as was Dylan Roof on jihad, you asshole. A white supremacist, right-wing nut job jihad. But they can't acknowledge that. It's Glenn accusing everybody else of what their side is doing. You turn on Fox News and Dylan Roof was a confused kid, 21 years old, by the way. He's a kid at 21, walked in and killed in cold blood 9 people. Mike Brown, maybe, stole some cigarillos, but did nothing else. And at 18, he's a grown man, hulking, giant demon devil. Fuck you.
I'm tired of the PC stuff, and I'm tired of the games, and I'm tired of... I mean, Pat said, we're going to lose our guns. We're going to lose...
I didn't say that. He's talking about Pat, his ninny, that's sitting next to him. But you notice Glenn also... Glenn kind of did a Pat imitation. He's like, yeah, I'm going to lose our guns. I'm going to lose our guns. We're going to lose our guns.
Games, and I'm tired of... I mean, Pat said, we're going to lose our guns. We're going to lose our guns. Because they're going to... with these shootings,
too close together. This,
yeah, with the shootings, they're just going to start taking away guns. No! If somebody had a gun in the church in Charleston, they could have shot the racist.
If someone would have had a gun in Charleston, they could have shot the racist. Hey, Glenn, do you remember Charlie Hebdo? They had a guy with a gun there. What happened to him? He took some bullets and died. It's just ridiculous to think that more guns... blanketing every single person means more safety.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If somebody had a gun on Fort Hood, they could have stopped the crazy jihadist.
And the same thing at the Navy Yard with both these shootings.
Yes. Now we don't.
They do have guns. They don't have everybody walking around with a fucking long gun strapped to their back on army bases. Because that's not how civilized people act. It's not fucking Deadwood. It's not goddamn some off planet in Star Wars where everybody's walking around with a blaster. It's not the fucking cantina. It's a civilized place. And even Deadwood, the real Deadwood, hey, you had to turn in your guns. If you went into the saloon, you had to turn your guns in. Or some towns, you in the wild, wild west. You had to fucking turn your gun in when you came into town. Nobody's asking you to do that, you fucking asshole.
I don't know anything about this shooting. We just know that they're on lockdown, so we know nothing about this shooting, but I am just...
I know nothing about this shooting, which turns out didn't happen, but I know it's gonna be a Muslim, and they're not going to take credit for it. They're not going to give them credit for it. I know it.
And Pat's right. They're going to try to take away the guns.
That's it. There's the other slippery slope. They're going to try to take away our guns. Typical bullshit that's going on. Also, that was from Raw Story, ladies and gentlemen. That was our Glenn Beck moment for today. Glenn Beck from The Blaze proclaiming that the non-existent Navy shooter probably has three middle names and the last name Mohammed. Because, you know, that's what happens. That's the only terrorism that happens on our soil. Even though blanketing the internet since the horrific shooting in Charleston have been the statistics that show that since 9/11, far more people have perished at the hands of right-wing nut job extremists, terrorists, than Muslim, Islamic terrorists. And this one guy that he's talking about and those two idiots who tried to shoot up the that moron's draw Muhammad contest. Another favorite here, we'll switch gears a little bit here on Crab Diving. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here for another 45 minutes. Ryan Pfeiffer, not with us today, and not with us tomorrow. Depending on when I listen back to this later on, we'll see whether this is going to happen again tomorrow or whether we may run a rerun here on Crab Diving Friday on July 3rd. But the Pastor Manning, this guy is a fucking font of amazing to Pastor Manning, David James Manning of New York, the Atla Missionary, Worldwide Missionary Church in Harlem. He's famous for having virulently anti-gay. He's the one who talked about Starbucks somehow putting semen into their drinks. This is the special, may I order from the special jizz menu, please? Obviously debunked. I mean, I don't even have to. I'm surprised Starbucks didn't sue him, or they might have threatened to sue him, and he shut up. He said, quote, Starbucks will be found to be perverting its customers and perverting human sexuality. And look that up on, go to crabdiving.com. We talk about it at one point. Go to the search box and just type Pastor Manning. I'm sure it'll come up and you'll be able to listen to that great episode. But now he is talking, of course, about the gay marriage. Here is a little bit of Pastor David James Manning. Here he is.
I will not honor a man that will allow his child to be taught, whether it's by the Supreme Court or by some sissified school teacher, that sodomy is right.
Some sissified school teacher. Here's another one. They're Huckabee. Huck-a-fucking-bee, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Huckabee, that twit from Arkansas. One of the more sinister ones because he's got that, oh, golly gee, I'm Andy from Mayberry. Don't worry about me, as he's basically mind Cosby-ing you and making you think that he's a good guy. Meanwhile, you're going to wake up and he's going to be jerking off on your foot. So Huckabee is saying, he's calling for basically for civil disobedience about this bullshit. Civil disobedience because they don't want same-sex people to have access to the same rights. They're still clutching to that bullshit that they're going to be forced. All of a sudden, we're going to kick in the doors of their churches and push our way through the sea of white round people to get to the front and start forcing them at gunpoint to hold a gay marriage ceremony. That ain't happening. But they're stuck with that fake slippery slope argument. Here's Pastor Manning.
About some sissified school teacher that sodomy is right. My brother, if you let your child be taught that, you are not worthy of God, you're not worthy of a seat in heaven. And if I be the judge during the days of the regeneration, I will send you to hell.
Who listens to this? This is what I don't understand. When we play some of these just obviously off the fucking rails, batshit, lunatic, crazy preachers, who is on the other side of this camera watching them and not making fun of them? Who is, he's got a, I'm sure, a really expensive fucking suit on, Pastor Manning. He's got a ministry in New York. He's probably making some cash. Who goes to this church of his and sits there and listens to all of this and is like, yes, yes, it's the gays. I don't have a job. I don't have enough money to pay my rent. But boy, oh man, those gay people are getting married. That's really affecting my life.
I will send every man to hell that will not take up, that will not defend his child against this perversion, of God's word and against God himself as these perverts. I will not allow you in heaven. And they're deep in the heart of Dixie are these sentiments. They will march north in the days to come to rescue the north.
So he's talking about the lunatics that are waving the Confederate flags. Pastor Manning is apparently more concerned about the gay than he is about the hood. And I don't mean the apostrophe hood, like boys in. I mean the pointy white hood. And they also come in other fetching colors. If you go to crabdiving.com, go to our episode from a couple of days ago. There's a screen cap of that Imperial Grand Wizard from, I don't know, Kentucky, Tennessee. And they were having a meeting. It's basically some asshole in a big backyard with a board with a flag hanging on it. He's got no PA system or whatever. And he's wearing these ridiculous purple robes and a hood. And he's like, I want to thank you all for being here today. We're celebrating 50 years of Johnny, Jim, Billy, Bob Watson being in the Klan. It's an amazing, amazing video. Go to crabdiving.com. There's a link to that video there. I don't know. But Pastor Manning somehow is more worried about the gay than he is about the racism of the South. So he's saying the Confederates are going to save us, everybody. The Confederates are going to rise up again and take the godless North from the homos.
To rescue the North from the burning cities, from the runaway unemployment, from the massive crime that goes on like the sun shining, the crime waves, the massive hatred, the massive allowance of the likes of an Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson.
Oh, he hates Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, apparently.
The massive institution like Harvard teaching perversion, teaching socialism.
You know, you can take Sodomy 304 at Harvard. I've heard it's a great course. They teach you the finities of lube, and you learn also
teaching against the Constitution. Many are prepared to march on the Supreme Court.
Okay, many are going to march on the Supreme Court
to storm the White House. Oh. I say to all Americans and people of goodwill worldwide that you should not be concerned so much now about ISIS or about Islamic flying a flag over the White House. What you need to be concerned about now is a Confederate flag being flown over the White House. That is more real than your breakfast cereal.
And he's blaming the gay on it. It's because of the gay.
That fact that a Confederate flag can soon fly over the White House, over these mayor's offices, over these state capitals, in these wretched cities.
Okay. The odds of this happening, does he really think that the hordes from Tupelo, Mississippi, that the West Virginia militia is going to come north and take New York? Does he think that the knuckle draggers of South Carolina are going to hop into their pickups and go mudding their way up to the White House and take the White House and fly the stars and bars? He thinks they have that capacity. We kicked their fucking asses in the 18 goddamn 60s, and it would happen even faster now with far less bloodshed on our side, because we would drone the living fuck out of the raging white hooded masses.
Burning like Detroit, Chicago, that will be rescued. This will be sweet, if you will, justice of what happened in the first war. because surely the Confederates and the South will win this time.
What? What? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to this guy at all, don't take his betting tips. Don't, if Pastor Manning comes out with the Hialeah races tips, don't follow that, because he's out of his fucking mind if he thinks that the South would rise right now and take over the North again.
There's no doubt about it. They will win this time. Be ye ever so mindful. You're not going to push this sodomy.
You're not going to push that sodomy. If you lube it up, you requires less pushing.
You allowed this Kenyan African.
There it is. The Kenyan African. I forgot that Pastor Manning was a goddamn birther, too. Awesome.
You're not going to push this sodomy. You allowed this Kenyan African who hates Jesus. Obama hates Jesus. He hates America. He hates the Constitution. Just look at Jeremiah Wright, his father in the perverted ministry, or James Cone, or others. Obama hates America. He hates the Constitution. And yet, these Northerners and these liberals put a hater of God.
These Northerners and these liberals. Are you listening to this? This sounds, what does this sound like? The Northerner and the liberals. And Pastor Manning is an African American or black. I don't know if he's African descent. Maybe he's Caribbean. But he's a black man in New York. And he's accusing the North of another aggression, another war of aggression.
A hater of the Bible, a hater of the blood of Jesus in the White House, and it must be rescued. It must be rescued the way the Union forces claimed they were rescuing the sons of slaves and slaves in the Civil War.
Claim, how they claimed they were rescuing. I think it was pretty clear on which side the two sides were in regards to slavery.
Now the nation must be rescued from the liberal God haters and Constitution haters and those that are pushing this sodomy agenda. America will be rescued, and the rescuers will be the Confederates, the Southerners, those that have been blood-washed, blood-bought, Bible-believing.
Blood-washed and blood-bought and Bible-believing. The South is going to rise again.
Those that are pushing this sodomy agenda, America will be rescued, and the rescuers will be the Confederates, the Southerners, those that have been blood-washed, blood-bought, Bible-believing, locked and loaded. Me, I'm James David Manning, and I want to be one of them. I'm the Lord's servant.
Oh, he wants to be one of them. He wants to man the battlefields, it sounds like. What a fucking liar. Another paper tiger. He's more than happy to sit in front of his green screen on his ridiculous YouTube channel and on his ridiculous radio program. By the way, go to crabdiving.com /live for 24/7 entertainment for our amazing radio programs here on the Crab Diving Network. But all he's doing is sitting there spewing, calling everybody else to go fight. Go fight. Again, I want to meet some of this guy's sheep, some of the flock that he fucking that goes to his church, this Atla missionary church in Harlem. What the fuck is wrong with you people? I mean, I get it if you're going. I might go just for the entertainment value of it, but to get material for the show. But to sit there and believe this bullshit that this asshole is spewing is utterly ridiculous. And he's going to get you all fired up. And then, you know, here's how we're going to do it. You need me to help go down to Washington. Pass that hat. Pass that basket. Pass that bucket. Send your dollars up and send me to Washington to go fight the homosexual President Kenyon in the White House. Making money off of dumbass people. And their shit fuck hatred is awful and heinous, and kind of, you know, what goes on, apparently, on the right. What else is going on here? We got about a half hour left. It's a little bit after 3:30 here on the Western Coast. 6:30 out on the Eastern Coast if you're listening to us live. If not, you may have downloaded this episode as a podcast either on crabdiving.com, on Stitcher, or on iTunes. And hey, if you get us off of iTunes or Stitcher, do us a fucking favor and leave us a positive review. If you hate us, don't leave a review. If you love us, leave a positive review. It really does make a difference on where it gets floated in searches and shit. And also right now we got a guy who left a review. He's just a fuckwad and he's wrong. He's pissed off because we don't agree with him. We hurt his fifis. And he says we hate our audience, which is a lie. We open every episode thanking you for listening us, letting us into your ear holes. And we're how grateful we are for giving us your time. We just don't like the right-wing nut jobs. We don't agree with them. If you don't like it, fuck off. If you do, if you are believers in what we're saying here, you know, hopefully you're getting some information. We're preaching to the choir here, motherfucker. I've got some other stories here. Let's see what we got. This is so gross. Gun nuts, man. Nothing. Ryan put a tweet out again the other day, something about guns, and they're just jumping all over it and ridiculous. They're so desperate to clutch on to their guns that nobody's coming for. Maybe it'd be nice if you filled out a background check when you bought it. That'd be cool. And you really don't need that high capacity magazine. Kind of don't need that. And the assault gun, not 100% necessary. So there's something called militarywithptsd.org. It's an organization that helps some of our heroes that were off in battles in the ridiculous goddamn fucking Iraq war that Dick Cheney lied us into. And they have signs that they have given to some of these veterans that some of these people are hanging on their doors because they've got a thing with explosions. They've got a little problem with bangs and loud noises and things that sound like guns going off or IEDs going off. The sign says, combat veteran lives here. Please be courteous with fireworks. That's all it says. Please be courteous with fireworks. And then there is a screen cap of one of these veterans standing in front of his house with the thumbs up with the sign. He's also wearing a shirt, a ridiculous t-shirt that says, I am comfortable with violence. So who knows? Some of these people, what happened is this is a guy, I thought this was the guy. No, this is an asshole on Facebook. This is an open carry fuckwad. One of these OAF Nation, it's called on Facebook, the OAF Nation. Some guy walked, it says, which one is it, sister? Are you comfortable with violence or do you want people to cater to your fragility because you volunteered to be around shit that blows the fuck up? Thank fuck the Taliban and AQ, Al-Qaeda. Don't have Roman candles and firecrackers. What do you guys think about these faggoty-ass yard signs? One says. The account administrator asks. Faggoty-ass line signs. So there's another sign that says, combat veteran lives here. Please be courteous with fireworks. One asshole made a meme out of a gentleman standing with his sign. And he put a different sign that says, please feel free to go fucking nuts with your fireworks. It will remind me of being in battle. I really miss being in battle. What the hell is wrong with these people? They're saying you're a big pussy if you've got PTSD. Again, demonization of mental illness. Last year in Wichita, if you recall, there was a veteran who had PTSD and who went nuts on the 4th of July because his neighbor's fireworks set something off. And if, I don't understand what would have been wrong with there being a sign, with him having a sign that's like, look, I went and fought in Iraq for your freedoms. Could you maybe keep the bottle rockets? Could you maybe move them down the block or something? Could you maybe not do that here? But no, the big Americans here, you're a big pussy if you're not into guns and blowing shit up on the 4th of July. So hopefully, I think on the social medias that people have been coming to the defense of these signs of these PTSD sufferers, because God, what a fucking embarrassment that this OAF nation. What do you guys think about these faggoty ass yard signs? A goddamn heartless, zero empathy dickwads. The groups, it says, I'm reading from Raw Story, says the OAF Nation website shares insider news about military contractors and private security companies. This is like Blackwater motherfuckers. The group promotes some of the defining themes of the present day militia. There you go. They want unfettered gun rights. They call for violent defense against the Muslims. It says that the community-affiliated websites act as a conduit between veterans and organized militia. Awesome. Fucking awesome. That's what we need. It is more gun nuts going crazy. Little boys who are... these poor guys have had lasting effects, and ladies and women have had lasting effects of being in combat and having the trauma. And then you've got some of these other guys who just get little tiny white boners from it. They get to dress up like soldiers, run around and shoot shit. I'm in a militia. I'm going to fight to keep the big giant tyranny of that Muslim Kenyan. Fuck you, you assholes. Anyway, and there was a failed Tennessee congressional candidate who pleaded guilty in May when he was plotting the annihilation of that Muslim community. And he mentioned this group, this OAF Nation, when he was talking to an FBI informant. They've got him on tape saying, that's when those guys in OAF say they're going to start a civil war. Talking about if he would have attacked that Muslim village in upstate New York that they were planning to attack when they broke that up. Funny we didn't hear about that on Fox. That terrorist attack that was being planned on a peaceful village of Muslims in upstate New York. They were going to kill people. They were going to set the mosque on fire. This guy, Robert Doggart, who's currently in jail facing a whole shitload of charges, conspiracy and all kinds of stuff like that. You wouldn't have heard that. Probably didn't hear a lot about that on Fox News because, you know, it's white people going after Muslims. So must be okay. That's fine. They're Christians. They're good white Christians. Fighting the good fight. What else have we got going on here? There is, we talked about Todd Starnes, that goddamn Christo Ninny. I'm just closing things here. Bradley Dean, he's that crazy, crazy Christian. Wears a baseball cap all the time, long hair. We've talked about him. The gay agenda is going to pervert all comprehension. You're gonna be dazzled by the starfish, everybody. You're gonna be baffled by the clam clappers. Watch out, they're coming. Everybody, get ready. This other person, a conservative columnist. This is just a little bit of bathing in the butthurt of the gay marriage again. This is a guy who is some conservative columnist wrote that everybody needs to get ready for gay Sharia. Get ready, everyone, for the gay Sharia. They really think that rainbow warriors are going to be kicking in the doors of their churches and bending them over and fucking them and then forcing them to perform a gay marriage for them. They really think that, and they think it's something that's being done to them. And really, a pox on all the ones that use dumb people, that talk to the poor people, that talk people on pensions and giving them 10, 15% of your goddamn money to tithe. Fucking Pat Robertson, you remember, some poor woman called or wrote Ask Pat and said, you know, that she was losing part of her pension. And he was basically like, well, keep tithing because the money for the Lord will come back in many more ways for you. What a fucking asshole. That's when he should have said, don't you send another goddamn penny to the church. Give me your address. I made billions off of some brown people digging diamonds out of the ground in Africa. I'll send you some money. I'll take care of you. But no, that motherfucker, send us more money. We'll pray for you. I'll send you a little butter dish that I've blessed. It's such bullshit. And this atheist doesn't believe in hell, but man, if there is one on the outside chance, I just can't imagine that somebody like Pat Robertson and all these people fleecing the dumb won't be roasting there if it exists. And here is a prime example. This was all over the social medias yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, on Wednesday. I didn't put up anywhere on any of the crab diving stuff. Go to Crab Diving Facebook, go to Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. We're all over the fucking place. There's crabs everywhere. This is a woman who is from Ellettsville, Indiana. Her name is Becky Wegner Rommel. She's not famous or anything. But she felt compelled to create a video using her cell phone about what happened on Friday with the horrific rapitude of Jesus and all the saints, although she may not, Catholics are the only ones that are into saints. It might not have been saints. She might just be screaming about the rapitude of the King James Version of the Bible, because that's the right one. When I first watched this, I thought this has to be fake. This has to be like the eHarmony lady, the cat lady. Did you ever see that video on the internet? It was famous for, people thought it was real for a while. It's this woman who was allegedly making a selfie video, and she starts crying about how much she loves cats, and I just love cats, and I want to have a cat purse, and I want to have it with me all the time, and I want my cat, and she starts crying. Turns out it was fake, but big props for eHarmony, you know, big advertising for them. I thought that maybe this was some kind of a parody. I don't think it is. I think it's real. I think this is a person. Here, you got to listen to it. At first, I was laughing my ass off about this person, and I probably will a little bit about some of the shit she says, but overall, how sad and how terrifying and how culpable are motherfucking dickwads like Pat Robertson and this Atlaw Church, Pastor David James Manning, and people like that for creating this kind of belief in this woman. Listen to how out of her mind this woman is.
I'm cleaning, and this is a really sad day for me today, and it's a very sad day for a lot of Christ followers, because today our government decided that everything that God created his church to be, as man, as woman, Adam and Eve, five justices decided that God was wrong.
Near tears, she's cleaning her house. She felt compelled to grab her cell phone and record this video screed. But listen to the upset in her voice. She's ready to cry. This is just a regular person. This isn't a pundit. This isn't a preacher, a politician. This is a regular person who's probably a wonderful woman. If you were her neighbor, she's probably really nice. She'd probably watch your dog for you when you go out of town. Probably just a really nice person, but is so corrupted and twisted by the fucking bullshit that she's fed on Sundays by the snake oil salesman that she's out of her mind and will vote. So she's so blinded and so brainwashed by the Jesus stuff being used. I don't, we don't care, believe in the Jesus, but it's being used by politicians to get her to vote against her best interest. This woman in Indiana's heinous. Goddamn Mike Pence. Look at what happened. They almost sank the goddamn economy of fucking Indiana because they were going to pass one of the most heinous anti-gay laws. That's religion. They were going to pass one of those laws. And then, fortunately, the country kind of stood up and gave them the big giant cock slap of reality and capitalism showing one of its good points for once, the threat of loss of money and loss of revenue and loss of business. And then they finally ended up watering down that heinous law and stuff like that. But God, I curses and spit and I piss on the graves, the future graves of all of these preachers that fire people up like this poor woman.
Was wrong. And now is the time that Christians have a voice. You know, I hear a lot of people say, you know, you Christians, you're not into the times. You're not into times. You know, you got to get, it's 2015. God did not change. His word is truth. Your word isn't truth. My word isn't truth. God's word is truth. And God says that marriage is between a man and a woman. I don't care if you think I'm judging you.
I don't care if you think I'm judging you. Forget that part in the Bible about that judge not lest ye be judged. Forget about all that shit that hippie, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jew said before they put him up on the cross, even though he was the most important person in the history of mankind. Forget that shit that he said. I like the stuff from Leviticus where I get to stone some homos. I like that shit where I can judge people and hate people.
The fact is, the God of the universe, he is the truth. Jesus Christ, not Muhammad.
So now this ninny running around her condo in somewhere in fucking Indiana, batshit out of her head, ranting into her cell phone, is what is the result of this business of religion that they have, that they're making money on her, and then the fucking politicians are using her and people like her to get them to give all of her money to them. Give us all your money. We need more. We need more. Forget voting for that Democrat who wants to raise the minimum wage. Forget voting for that Democrat who wants to preserve pensions and shit. Vote Republican because of Jesus.
Okay? It's just like these Islamic extremists.
Oh, there we go.
Extremists. Okay? They're not just extremists.
I gotta say, it did take her 1 minute, 33 seconds to go from gay to Islam. She's kind of slow. You can tell she's an amateur. If she was a professional Christianist, she would have gone probably about 30 seconds quicker right at ISIS.
Islamic extremists. Extremists. Okay? They're not just extremists. They're Islamic. President Obama, Islamic extremists. I am so sick of people being lukewarm. Are you serious?
See, now she's unhinged because the final ingredient in the cauldron of craziness that she is creating here is the Obama derangement syndrome. Gays, they checked off the gay. She's checked off the ISIS list. Don't forget there's a black one still in the White House. We can't forget that. Can't forget the godless black guy in the White House.
Being lukewarm. Are you serious? All these people saying they're Christians and are on the Facebook going, yay, I'm so proud of those justices. Are you a Christian? Oh my gosh, do you read the same Bible I
This is kabuki theater at its best. A Greek tragedy being played out somewhere in fucking Ellettsville, Indiana, where this poor woman, again, I mean, she's lunatic. She's batshit crazy. I have a hard time directing a lot of vitriol at her. And I'm full of vitriol. Trust me, my sack is jammed full of vitriol. But I feel hard. I feel it's difficult to aim it at her because she's not a preacher. She's not a politician. Okay, she's putting a video out. Maybe she's trying to get the word out a little bit. But it seems like she's more venting than anything. I really am directing my rage at anybody that she watches. I'll bet if we go into her house and we look around or we turn on her television, I'll bet Glenn Beck is there, that big fat hamhead back at her. I'll bet I Love Huckabee, his stupid book, God, Guns, and Gays, or God, Guns, and Gunts, or whatever the hell his stupid book is sitting on her table. I'll bet Ted Cruz, she was thrilled when Ted Cruz entered the race, because now there's a good God-loving Christian. And fuck them all with something spiky for using the ignorance of a woman like this, firing her up and convincing her that the Supreme Court decision giving gay people equal rights has now destroyed her life so much to the point that she is ranting like a fucking lunatic and crying into her iPhone or Samsung. I think it's an iPhone. It looks like she's wearing the bobble, the iPhone bobble.
Okay, all I want to know is truth. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you think about my opinion. Because you know what? I could really care less. I don't care if you're my Facebook friend. The Christians are little Christ. Those are people that follow Christ. That means we believe that when babies are born, when they're conceived, it said, Jesus said, I knew you before you were conceived. That means that they are not to be aborted.
Oh. Whoop. Ding. Abortion. She checked off the abortion. Immigration? You think that one's far behind? You think the Mexicans streaming like a tsunami, like a guacamole tsunami coming over the border? That's got to be next, right?
Okay. It means a man and a wife are to be married. Okay? That's what God said. I'm telling you what God said. Now, if you don't want to like me,
but she waved bye-bye.
I'm telling you what the God of Abraham, Jacob, has said. And he said that because of your sinfulness.
She's the visual. Maybe I will put this up on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving because she's waving at the camera. Because of your sinfulness.
He came to die on a cross because of you.
I wasn't here. I didn't do anything. I didn't touch myself a few times before Jesus came down onto the world, which is probably one of the bigger sins I've committed in the eyes of Christians. I don't know. I can't wrap my brain around that original sin thing, which we've discussed about on other times here on crabdiving.com, which is great. Have your beliefs like you want, but now you're trying to sling your beliefs onto others. And you are pissed off that someone else who doesn't believe like you is being treated the same. That's where I fault this woman. She is pissed off because she's losing her privilege and she doesn't want other people to be treated the same.
The very people that are just like spitting him in his face right now.
Apparently... Jesus is in some kind of bukkake film.
He loved you so much that he died the sinner's death. Now someone's got to pay for our sin. He did it on the cross for you.
I can't wrap my brain around any of this stuff of why anyway.
Now is the day that you accept him as Lord and Savior and you ask for forgiveness and tell him, Lord, I made a mess of my life.
This is the obvious example of the fear that they're stirring up. These are the ones who are afraid. They don't really care about Johnny and Johnny sticking penis into starfish. They don't care about Jenny and Jenny rubbing their vaginas together. They are mad. They're worried that God is going to be pissed, and therefore God is going to whip out the big giant cock slap. That's not the big giant cock slap. That was the smaller cock slap. That's the God cock slap. And that she's worried that those people, that God's going to destroy America now, because it's going to be Sodom and Gomorrah all over again. And shame on the preachers, and shame on the fucking GOP conservative politicians for pandering and for stirring up these people with these fears, like this poor woman. I don't blame this woman for being batshit crazy and for being ignorant. I blame the fucking right. There you go. I warned you about the pontification, ladies and gentlemen. I've been yapping for 2 hours here on crabdiving.com. I'm going to be back maybe tomorrow at from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 here on the network, crabdiving.com/live. Listen to today's show and see if I want to fly solo again tomorrow. Listen to all the other great stuff that's here on the network, crabdiving.com/live. Don't forget to go to crabdiving.com for everything as a podcast. You can also get it at iTunes and at Stitcher. You go to either of those, thumbs up, stars, leave us good reviews, people. Don't forget, Ryan Pfeiffer is traveling in Las Vegas. He's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where, find out when. Go to his Twitter stream at RatedRComedy or go to RatedRComedy.com. Follow me on the Twitter at Vile Experience, and I will be back. Somebody will be back. Something will be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.